Rashi and beginning of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph says in Rabbi Yehuda, Ksiva Kederach Kol Hashana. In other words, that require that the koitvim melilos be a daim, not regular ktsira, not regular harvesting. Ela be a daim koitvim hamelilos min hakarka, to also likso lifnei haomer. The ksiv omer raises ksirchen. Ela koin shehu tchila liktsira. So therefore, since he's doing biyadayim, we're not worried that he'll eat before from the grain, because he knows that he did it. He has to harvest it differently. Namely, he can't do ksira with an instrument, with a sickle, but he's doing it with his hands. And the reason is that it's also to do ksira before the ksira ha'omer. Because the omer has to be reishis ksirchim. So the Rav said we can clear in that halacha if reishis ksirchim, the isa to do ksira before the ksira sa'omer. Is that because the ksira sa'omer is a matir of ksira, just like the havos sa'omer is matir achila? Oh no, the halacha is because it has to be reishis ksirchim, but it's not that the ksira is a matir and there's an isa ksira before the omer. But the halacha is that the omer has to be rachis, it has to be the first. So if you'll be koitzer before, felt there'll be a chsorin in the ksiras ha'omer, because the ksiras ha'omer won't be rachis. But not that the ksiras are matin. So I've said in terms of the shayla, this may depend on what's the matter of ksira. Is it the ksiras ha'omer or is it the havos ha'omer? Because if it's an isik tzira, so then lechor it should be the havos ha'omer, because to be an actual mati you need hakvavos ha'omer. But if the lechor is just that the tzira of the omer should be reishis, should be the first, so once the tzira is done, so then all ksivas will be able to, even before havos omer.